So what's the case? Let me clarify. Did he discard his mortal body, and is he now without it? Don't entertain such a notion, for he is still encompassed in flesh. For this Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way. How will he come back? In flesh with his body. So how does it all make sense when he says, even though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now we know him no more? Acts 1:11. For in our case, being after the flesh means being in sin, and not after the flesh signifies not being in sin. However, for Christ, after the flesh pertains to his susceptibility to natural human feelings such as thirst, hunger, fatigue, and the need for sleep. For he committed no sin, neither deceit was found in his mouth. 1 Petrus 2:22. Thus, he also claimed, which of you convicts me of sin? John 8:46. And furthermore, the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing on me. John 14:30. And to be not after the flesh here implies being henceforth freed from these earthly weaknesses, not being without flesh. For even with his flesh he will return to judge the world, being unassailable and pure. We too shall move towards this state when our body has been transformed to be like his glorious body. Philip 3:21.